Daf Zayin, Tainus. So there are various sadistic things going on in the Gemara. Fundamental things about Talmud Torah specifically. Touch on some of the interesting points, good points to know. Okay, let's start from the first Tosos that. So the Gemara was talking about Rabbi Bana. Bryce was about 15, 20 lines down the page. The first one line is Kamatar in the Gemara. Tanya here, Rabbi Bana Omer, Rabbi Bana used to say, Kla Osik Patar and the Shema Torah and Asis Lassam Chaim. You have that, please? Yeah. Okay. Anyone who's involved in it and engrossed in Torah Lishma for its sake, Torahso and Asis Lo, his Torah becomes for him Sam Chaim, a potion for life. It gives him life. Shemar, it's Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. It's a tree of life for the people. Grandmother, Vama Rifus to Hila Sharecha. It's a healing, it has healing power for your body. But Omer, ki motzi matzachayim, one who found me found life. Chol osik b'Torah shalol lishma, and anyone who's involved in Torah not for its sake, ma'asas lo sam hamavis, it becomes for him a potion of sam hamavis, of death. Shnema yarav kamata likhi, it'll drop like matar. Ma'ilakach ha'in arifa el hariga. Arifa is used in reference to killing. Shneimer b'arfu shames ha'egla menachal, that they will break the neck of the calf in the nachal, in the brook. The interesting thing I just noticed now, every time you review something, you learn something new. So the lashon of the Braisa is that when it comes to Torah the Shema, it says Torah so na'asus lo, his Torah becomes for him a portion of life. And it says the flip side, Osik v'Torah Shalol L'Shma, it doesn't say Torah So Na'asus Lo, it says Osik v'Torah Shalol L'Shma Na'asus Lo Sama Mavis. It becomes for him Sama Mavis. So it doesn't refer to it as his Torah. It makes it seem like even further that when a person is Osik v'Torah L'Shma, it becomes his Torah. It's like he has ownership over it. It's a part of him, and it's part of the aspect of giving him Chaim, because it's his Torah. If he doesn't Shalol Lishma, it's almost like it's not his Torah. It's like it's working against him. It's not working with him. It's going to bring him Sam HaMavis. It's also not clear in the Gemara here what is meant exactly by the Chaim and the Mavis here. Is it literal? Is it talking about that a person will have a longer life or a shorter life in this world? Is it referring to Olam Haba, that eternal life? Or not explicit in the Gemara. But be that as it may, it's a pretty sharp lashon that it could be a sama mavis. So Tosis here asks a fundamental question based on the Gemara Masechta there. Everyone's familiar with it. Tosis on Tavachol. Also, by Torah Shalom Shema, Torah Son asks us all sama mavis. So just think, Tosis is Girsa is that not like this Gemara. It says Torah Son asks us low. His Torah becomes for him. It does sound like Tosis different than what I just said. It's his Torah, even if it's Shalol Lishma, it's his Torah. It's a Sama Mavis. Tosis asks, Akasha, difficult, v'halo aminan, in Pesachim Dafno, and in other places as well, lo'olam yasuk adam ba'Torah, af agav she'enu lishma. It says in the Gemara, a person should always be osik in Torah, even if it's not lishma. Shemitoch Shalol Lishma, ba lishma, because from within the Shalol Lishma, it comes to the Shema. So the question is that, you know, the Gemara there is saying that it's like l'chachila, that a person should be osik in Torah Shalol Lishma, and that's the way to get to the Shema. So over here it says that if a person is osik in Shalol Lishma, he's going to, it's the Sam HaMavis, so how do you reconcile? So the Shalom Man, Tosis answers, the Trei Shalol Lishma Havi, there are two types of Shalol Lishma. So there are going to be really three types of learning. There's the Shema, and there are two types of Shalol Lishma. Dimash Aminon, this that we say that a person should always be engrossed in Torah, even in Shalol Lishma, Hainu Klomar, as if meaning to say, Kidei Sheikare Rebbe, or Kidei Sheikab Duhu. in order to be called the master or Rav, or in order to be, in order that people should give him honor. So when is it said that Shema Lishma, and then a person that Lechachila, a person should be learning Shema Lishma, that's if he wants to get Smicha, he wants to be called, he wants to get a Kavod, he wants to get the Kavod of the Smicha, he wants to get Kavod in general, Sheikh Abduhu, even if it's not for Smicha, not to be called a Rebbe, he wants, there's any type of Kavod to be associated with the learning, that's called, that's recommended. That's the Olam Yasok. Even if it's not Lishma, and that we say that that type of Lishma is going to come to Lishma. Umash, Aminah Hacha, and that which we say over here in this Gemara, Kalosik Batorah, Shalom Lishma, Nasisto Sam HaMaves, this the Gemara that says here that if a person is Osik and Shalom Lishma, becomes for him a death sentence, Hainu Mi, Shalom Lekantar. That's someone who learns in order to cut people down, to exhibit authority over people, to really be mean to other people. So the Tosfos is this distinguishing that you have someone who's not doing the Shema, but he's doing it for his own purposes. But it depends what his own purposes are. If his own purposes are just for Kavod or to become a Rav, then that's fine. But if a person is doing it in order to cut down other people and to lower other people, then that's a Samhan Mavis.
What's the little note? The chof.
That little note. Where is that note? On yours? Oh, mine's Yud. It says here about Azariya Zayin. One of these. I guess there's a Gemara that says something about.
I was wondering where he got it from.
Tosus says it seems like it's. He says this the same formulation in other places as well. That is that there's a difference between the Shema and that the Shalom Shema, which is recommended. Moshe Feinstein writes in several places that when it comes to chinuch of young children, that he recommends giving children prizes and dollar incentives and money for learning or for memorizing learning, for doing well in learning or doing well in davening. It's the same idea that what happened to the Shema? Why are you giving the kids candy? Or money for learning, even adults. People, there are lots of programs that are paying people on kol, or people or adults, or people in yeshiva much older, paying them money and other incentives. And this is Rabbi Lazar Yiddel from the Mir championed this. He had lots of programs to that you can make money by learning a masechta really well and learning a baal peh. You pay a lot of money in those days in Europe. And it's all from this idea that even though there is an aspect of Shalom Lishma in that, they're doing the money, they're learning, they're because of the money or because of the candy, because of the prizes, but that's what it says in Tosfos, that's fine. It's fine to learn. And if anything, the Gemara is saying to do that. And Pesach and the Gemara is saying, but only a person should always be Osik, even if it's Shalom Lishma, because it'll come to until Shalom Lishma, Baal Lishma. And Nam Shachayim writes, the Rechayim Balazhner, Talmud of the Gra, says that a diak and that's the olam, that the olam is a person always should, meaning that that's the way that to come to the Shema, that you don't come to the Shema directly. A person not born a malach and comes straight to the Shema, to the one who learned Torah, the Shema. If there's a Shalom Lishma, then that will get him going, and then from the Shalom Lishma, eventually after many, many years and a lot of Esek and Shalom Lishma, he'll come to the Shema. It's fun to say that a person should try to learn, should have in the radar screen that he'd like to get to the Shema. It's not the ideal to be always stuck on a lower level of the Shema, even if it's the permissible level and the proper level. But it's that person should have she'ifa, the drive to want to get to the Shema. I was listening to the Shia. Did you hear the Shia? Earlier. He speaks of, he went off on a tangent a bit about this, the idea of the Shema and Shalom Lishma. There's a lot written on it. What does it mean exactly to learn the Shema? It's not clear what that means for its sake. Right? When it comes to a Maase Mitzvah, for example, when it says that you're supposed to put on Tzitzis L'Shem Mitzvah, or you're supposed to say Kriya Shema L'Shem Mitzvah, the Shema. So that means Mitzvah Shrichos Kavana, you're supposed to have Kavana when you do the mitzvah, you're doing this not just haphazard, you're doing the mitzvah because you want to do the mitzvah because Hashem commanded you. Right? So what does it mean, lishma, to learn Torah lishma? So there's a Nefesh HaChaim which writes that it's lishma, is l'shem haTorah, that you're doing it for the sake of Torah. The way Nefesh HaChaim is writing is it seems like that's part of the whole sefer over there was in response to the Hasidic movement that was learning and very very focused on dveikus, like dancing and the emotional experience of Yiddishkeit. So he's saying that a person should learn the Shem HaTorah, the sake of Torah, not for dveikus, and that everything else will come on its own, but not that it's not an emotional experience of dveikus. He quoted there that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, kind of from the opposite spectrum, says that Lishma means that he's learning Amunas Lasos, so he wants to know the halacha, he wants to implement and to keep it. The Shulchan Lishma would mean a person who's learning is divorced from any practical experience, practical application, that he's just learning because he likes learning. He wants to get, or like Tosa is saying, he wants to be called a rab. He wants to cover, or he wants to cut people down. That'd be all different types of shalom lishma, but without any care or interest in following the halakhas that come from the learning. And the shema would be to learn for the sake of the maisa. Okay, so there's another point on this. Rashi seems to argue. If you look at Rashi, the Shema, is about 12 lines down. First one on the line is Hargeyu.
Mm-hmm.
So the Shema is going on this Gemara, that a person who's Ozek the Shema, that's what a person should be going for. Shum Kasha Tzivani Hashem Elokai. He quotes a pasuk, paraphrasing from a pasuk in Devarim, that says, Moshe says, I'm teaching you chukim mishpatim kashat sivani Hashem l'kai, like Hashem, my God, commanding me. Moshe is saying, I'm teaching you the mitzvahs as I was commanded. I'm not doing it below k'dei lehi karos rabbi, not in order to be called a rab. So, that's lishma. Lishma is like he's doing it only because of the mitzvah, and he's not doing it because of any other incentive. So, but it seems from Rashi that Rashi's two options are below k'dei lehi karos rebbe. So, meaning lishma is kasha tzivani Hashem l'kai. The flip side of lishma is to be called a rebbe. So, according to Rashi, then it would seem that when a person is learning in order to be called a rebbe, that's already called shalal lishma. Tosus's whole point was that the shalal lishma in our Gemara here that says samham aves, it's a death potion, is when a person is doing it in order to cut people down. But to be called a rabbi was fine. To be called a rabbi would be the endorsed way. Rashi says that the Shema, which is what we want, is Kasher Tzivani Hashem L'Kai. Below could they be called a rabbi, not to be called a rabbi, implying that if a person would learn in order to be called a rabbi, that would be a Shalosh Shema of the Gemara here, and that would be a Sam HaMavis. That's what some people want to be daik in the Rashi. It's not kishmak because then you have the question of Tosus on Rashi, right? So how does that work? That with the other Gemaras, so that's not clear. Fine. Let's go further in the next Tosos. So let's go back in the Gemara. Gemara said. The next piece of the Gemara was that. Start from Amar Rabbi Yemiya.
Okay.
Eler Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yemiya said to Rabbi Zera, "Leisi ma lisni, let a master come and teach something." Amar lechalash libayiv layachilna. Rabbi Zera said, "I'm weak and I'm not able to." Leima ma milsa that gato. He said, "Okay, say at least something about a gada." Evidently, that was easier for him in those days. Amar le. What does it mean that it says that a person is the tree of the field? Is a person really that tree of the field? Since it says, from it you should eat, and it you should not cut down, So really, this is not a smooth flow in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like a rhetorical. Is a person in Eitz Hasadah? So the Gemara doesn't address that. The Gemara says, yeah, of course, a person is being likened to an Eitz Hasadah. And just like in Eitz Hasadah, it says that you should eat from it and don't cut it down. Also, Sashki Secharata, and says that one you should destroy and cut down. Like Eitzan, how is that? And how do you reconcile that? Sometimes the Adam, who's like an Eitz Hasadah, you should eat from him, and sometimes you should cut him down and destroy him. Tamil Chacham Hagunu, Menatokha Vosala Sikros. If the proper Tamil Chacham, from him you should eat and don't cut him down, even loud. And if not, also Sashli is the Karata. You should cut him down. That one you should destroy him and cut down. Fine. So Gemara says, yeah, Nechanami, the person being likened to a tree, and some trees you should eat, and some trees you should destroy. It depends if the Talmud Chacham is a Hagun or he's not Hagun. So let's look at Tosos first here.
Oh, because it says Teshuv Enosh.
Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Mimenu Tochel. If the Talmud Chacham is a proper one, then you should eat from him. Perish Lamola Fano. Meaning that you should learn in front of him. But also Los Sichos, and don't and cut him down. Klamar Los Yipare Mimenu Leilek Yifen Rav Acher. Don't separate yourself from him to go in front of a different Rav. Vim Lav, but if he's not, he's not Hagun, he's not appropriate, then Lo Tilmod Lefano, and don't learn in front of him. According to Tosos, there's nothing to do with, you know, trying to hurt the Rav or to cut him down, or to say bad things about him. It's just a matter of learning or not learning. Also, Sashchis v'charata means as if to cut the relationship and to not learn in front of him. And Tosas, that's the perish. Tosas says that's explaining the Gemara. Then the ha is a question. Vaha daraminan, and this that we say, the lomdim etamul chacham achapisha eino hagun. That there's a Gemara that we're about to quote that says that we learn from etamul chacham, even though he's not hagun, which seems to be directly contradict this Gemara. Says that we do learn from a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not appropriate. Rabbi Meir shaya lo melif ne acher, like Rabbi Meir who would learn in front of Acher. So Acher is the name of a person who's a Rasha, and Rabbi Meir would learn from Acher. Maseches Chagiga. So the Gemara there says that Rabbi Meir would learn from Acher. So how does that work? Acher was Eino Hagun. He was not a proper person. How could we learn from him? And Tosis makes it seem like that Gemara is a proof that we can learn from Talmud Chacham, just like Rabbi Meir learned from Acher, who was not a Talmud Chacham. Tosa said, "Armina de lomdim Talmud Chacham af pish eino hagun." Lomdim is plural. That we learn from a Talmud Chacham, even though it's eino hagun. So, if this is the general rule that we take from Rabbi Meir, who studied from Acher, that anyone who's even someone who is Talmud Chacham eino hagun, we can learn from them. So then that's a contradiction with this Gemara. Tosa's answer is, "Hainu davka Talmud Chacham." That's only a Talmud Chacham is able to learn in front of him. Because he will not learn from his actions. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to learn in front of him.
It's a special situation, isn't it?
Because why?
Because the Rebbe who was known as Acher was fine, and then in later years went off to Derech. So maybe Rabbi Meir already had a relationship with him from before.
So, but if it's considered a bad thing, it's a terrible thing. You're supposed to separate from him.
Yeah.
And even if he went bad, so I mean, he doesn't really owe him because of the. It's like if someone had a great reputation for many years, and then he lost his reputation because he didn't have Avera. Mashkiach. He was a Mashkiach at a place for 20 years, and he had a fine reputation. And then he didn't have Avera. He lied. Now he's not a Mashkiach. Now he can't go by his house. We can't rely on him. So it doesn't matter that he used to have a good reputation. So Tosa says that it's distinction. If a person is Talmud Chacham, so he's clever. He's able to distinguish between learning and the meisim. So he's going to learn the intellectually from this person, but he's not going to learn from his actions. He's not going to imitate him. He's going to separate between the learning and the meisim of the person. But if he's eino talmid chacham, Tosfos says, he's not talmid chacham himself, he's not learned, he's not going to be as shrewd to differentiate between the learning and the meisim. So he's going to just like take the whole package, and he's going to, and it'll be influenced by the personality of the person, and then he should not. It's a fascinating thing, because, you know, with chinuch, like, you know, for sure with younger children, a big part of the chinuch is not the words that the Rebbe teaches, the subject material that he teaches, but it's the whole experience. They see the Rebbe, they like the Rebbe, they admire the Rebbe, they look at, they see how he walks and he talks and everything he does, and that's the impact. So that's clear from this Tosfos, and that's typical. And it's typical how the way a Talmud Rav is set up is that the Talmud is influenced not just by the chachma and the wisdom, but by the whole personality and the actions of the person. So if a person is a Talmud Chacham already, he's already learning himself, then he can decipher and he can differentiate it too. But Stam, a regular person without a Talmud Chacham, then we assume that's the learning experience. So that's why the Gemara here, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara here is saying, if he's not Hagun, don't learn from him. So the Gemara is saying, in general, don't learn from people who are not Hagun, because in general, people are learning, most people are not Tamei Chachamim when they're going to learn. So they shouldn't be learning from people who are not appropriate Tamei Chachamim.
You gotta be careful, because he says Hashkafah might be twisted up too, so even the stuff he's saying could be krum.
Right.
If he's off the derech, it's not just what he's doing, it's what he's spouting.
Thing. Right, that's an interesting thing.
You'd be like, no, your parents.
Want to say over here. Right, so I saw the Mepharshim I didn't look up the Gemara, but I saw the Acharon quote the Gemara. Evidently, the Gemara says explicitly, Achilah, Gemara says that there's a differentiation between whether it's a katan or a gadol. Gemara's lesson is if it's a katan, a child, then he shouldn't be learning from a Talmud Chacham Eino Hagun. But if he's a gadol, he's an adult, then he could. So it's along these lines. I think the Gemara's already asks it as a question. Why does Tosfos say the differences between Talmud Chacham and Talmud Chacham? Tosfos could have said the differences between a katan and a gadol. Unless he means, I don't remember what the answer he gives, but it's a similar type of thing that we're differentiating between people of maturity versus people of not maturity. In other words, the question of the Gemara is that why is Tosfos say Tam Chachma not, even if a person is a god, as long as a person is a gadol, you know, a 35-year-old or a 45-year-old, as long as he's not. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's a gadol, he's smart enough, he can maybe differentiate between the two. Let's look at Rashi. I heard a diuk that Rashi is arguing on this way of Tosfos. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, that's where it is. And the Gemara's retort is a person like a tree. Elamakish Adam the Eitz Hasada. So Rashi is now transitioning into the answer to the Gemara, and it connects an Adam, a person to a tree. Ma Eitz Hasada im Eitz Machal Hu Mimeno Tochel. Just as a tree of the field. If it's a fruit bearing tree, then from it you could eat. Also lo sichros. And don't cut it down. So to Tamei Chachamim, if he's hagun, a proper one, then from him you should eat and don't. And then he says, and if not, also sashkes, that one you should destroy. Sur me'alav, move from him. So Tosfos doesn't. Rabbi Rashi doesn't say the imlav, and if not. In other words, the flip side, there's a question on this Rashi. When Rashi, this two-word Rashi, Sur Me'alav. The flip side, if he's Eino Hagun, Rashi says, remove from on him, literally. Separate from him. So he doesn't say, Lo Tomah Mimenu. He says, just store me alive, remove from him. So you could read it that Rashi is saying that if he's not Hagun, you still could learn from him. In other words, you could read in the Rashi that Rashi is already giving the answer of Tosas. That Rashi is saying, store my love, remove yourself from on him, meaning you could learn from him, but remove from yourself from being on him. Don't be so attached to him and his personality and bonding with him in that way. So sore is like to remove, to separate. So then that would already be hinting at the fact that it's possible still to learn from him, but just sore may love, remove from being on him. In other words, Tosas, when he gave his parish, before Tosas asked his question, Tosas gave his parish, his explanation of the Gemara. So he said, Tosas says, we look at Tosas again, parish, lamod, refana, learn in front of him. So, lo sikros, klomar, lo si pared mimeno leilich lefnei rav acher, don't go to walk in front of a different rav, im lav, and the flip side, if it's a bad Rebbe, lo silma lefana, don't learn in front of him. So, then he had a question. He just said it means the flip side, the negative situation is that don't learn in front of him. He says, what do you mean? Rameir, learn from Rafet. So his two options are either you learn from him and cling to him, or you don't learn from him. So he says, well, what about Rameir? So he has to differentiate that Rameir, that you can learn if you're not going to be connected to the Rav. So Rashi, when Rashi says the two options are either he's Hagun Limon Heimenu, learn from him. Eino Hagun, Surme Allah, remove from him. So that means Rashi could hold already I think the chat would be the same result as Tosas, that if he's not good, he's Eino Hagun, then you could still learn from him, just Surme Allah, just remove yourself from him and don't be connected to him in a way of, you know, in terms of personality. But it could be a difference then according to Rashi, because if Rashi is not going to differentiate between a Talmud Chacham or an Eino Talmud Chacham, then Rashi could be saying that any person, as long as they are smart enough to be able to not to disconnect from the Rav, from his personality, then that's okay, and they can learn from him as long as they're Surah Me'alav, as long as they separate themselves from him. Practically speaking, a difficult thing. In other words, you have a lot of people nowadays who are knowledgeable and they can teach, have Torah to impart, but they may not be the type of personality you want to be influenced by. Whether it's, you know, whether it's conservative reform, or even within the firm world, there, you know, different types of shades of observance and influences. So I think practically speaking, we would say even if a person is a gadol and he's old enough and mature, very often they don't want to learn from other people who are not bad influences.
What was going on with the relationship with Meir? Was he trying to carve him and bring him back? You know, still trying to reach out to him somehow, or
seems something about he was learning. He was just learning from him. I don't know the details. I don't know the end of the story. Does it end? Is it a happy ending? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I just wanted to spend a little time on this. The Gemara says this. Rashi Tosfos is talking about the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham is Hagun, then you should learn from him. If not, not. And the Gemara also says it about that the student should be Hagun. Later on in the page, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. And even by Papa, the first word online is Mechavera. It's about six lines before it gets wide. Yechanina by Papa Rami. Yechanina by Papa asks, it says, towards a thirsty person, bring the water. And it says, anyone who's thirsty should go towards the water. So what is it? Are you bringing water to the thirsty person, or is the thirsty person instructed to go to the water? So he says, Im tam hagun, and the water is a reference to Torah. So if he's a student who's Hagun, and the class is Samei HaSayimayim, then bring the water towards him. And if not, then the instruction is that the thirsty one who's not Hagun, the Talmud, you know, Hagun, not appropriate, he should be going towards the water. The Gemara says similarly. Next line, next piece. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Rami Ksiv Yafutzma in Asecha Chutza. It says your springs, your wellsprings should burst forward to the outside. Ksiv Yiyu Lachal Vadacha. It says they should be to you alone. And that's the contradiction. How is it? Is it should this wellsprings of the Torah be bursting outwards, or should they be inwards and staying a person staying to himself? So again, it says the same similar thing. Talmud Hagon who afutz ma'ina sechach chutza. If it's a proper Talmud, then you should burst forth outwards. Then lav you luchal v'adacha. If not, they should be to you alone. Okay. As if you shouldn't be sharing it. If it's in Hagon. So there's a problem here. The Achronim asked that. It seems like the Gemara contradicts himself, because the first Gemara that we just saw said that if he's a Eino Hagun, then let him come to the water. Let the thirsty person with the Eino Hagun come to you. The implication is, if the Eino Hagun comes to you, you should teach him. And the second Gemara seems to say, no, it's they're polar opposites. Either he's a Hagun, and then you should teach him, let your wellsprings burst forth, if he's Eino Hagun, then you lechal v'adecha, it should be for you alone.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. So that sounds like you shouldn't teach it at all. So Rashi says differences on Sisri Torah. If you look at Rashi here, he says, we'll start from Rashi. Hesayu, about 2/3 of the way down in Rashi. Hesayu mashma leholich l'mayim. Hesayu implies to bring the water to him. Ksiv lechul l'mayim, it says go towards the water. Elihu Atzma, that he himself should pick up and go towards the water. So the Rashi says, and this is just the flow of Rashi and Tama Hagun, if he's a proper Tama Shuratzel Mamimcha, and he wants to learn from you, mitzvah l'rav, elich etzvah b'mkoma. There's a mitzvah for the Rav to go to him. The Rav should bring the water to him and go towards him. Im lav, if not, he doesn't want to learn from you, elich. Yelech who eats the Rav, he should go towards the Rav. He's an Eino Hagun, he should be when then you don't have to go to him, let him go to the Rav. Then Rashi says the next thing, Yafuza Mayra Sechachutza, Im Hagun who, if he's appropriate, and more of Sisre Torah, tell him the secrets of Torah. So, Im Lav, Yiyu Lachal Vadecha, if not, it should be to you alone, Ve'in Lezar and Yutach, and strangers should not be with you. So, according to Rashi, it means Sisre Torah, the deeper secrets of Torah. Then that's the type of thing that if he's Eino Hagun, don't share at all the secrets of Torah. In other words, if it's regular Torah, the regular parts of Torah which are not necessary Torah, then you can always teach it to him. It's just a matter of whether you take the initiative and you go to him or he comes to you. But if it's Sisrei Torah, which is the more delicate, hidden parts of Torah, then wait for him to come to you. It's a bit of a chiddush because we know that with Sisrei Torah, there are, for example, Kabbalah and things like that. There are guidelines even for people who are mature, having a chachamim and good midos and all that. That they're still not supposed to be learning, not supposed to be teaching the Sisrei Torah, and until a certain age, a certain level of knowledge. But that would be a question of this Rashi, because Rashi makes it seem like it's just a matter of whether he's hogging or not.
Yeah. But
unless Rashi means Sisrei Torah, he means things like he's not talking about Kabbalah, he's talking about other aspects of Torah, which are not Kabbalah, but but still would be type of things that you don't want to share with Eino Hagun. Not clear about that. There's a different girsa, the Bach's girsa on the Dalet, the girsa in the Rashi, and more the Sisrei Torah, he changes it in the Dalet to Divrei Torah. The Bach Dalet, Divrei Masai Yafutsu, and more the Tevos Elim Mechukos, these words are erased, but Nichta Betsidos Farma Chayim, others Farma have the Gersa Divrei Torah. Teach him Divrei Torah. So, according to the Bach's Gersa, that it's saying if he's Hagun, you should tell him Divrei Torah. If not, don't tell him Divrei Torah. And that's going to be a problem, you still have the Stira. Because then there's no differentiation of the hidden parts of Torah. It's like Divrei Torah, you shouldn't teach the Divrei Torah to the Eino Hagun. Now, what Rashi, that's just one point. Now, another point on this is that, just forgetting about these two statements, but in general, what's the idea of Hagun? Both statements are saying that if his Talmud Hagun, you should teach him. According to the first statement, if his Talmud Hagun, you should run after him, it's a mitzvah for you to bring the Torah to him. What does it take to be a Hagun? So on the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, he says in the beginning of the Perek that you should only teach a Talmud who's Hagun. Let me bring that out. Says Imalamdin Torah Allah Tamil Hagun, no Ibn Masav. So his lashon is should only teach a Torah to a Tamil who's Hagun who's beautiful with his actions. Over Tam or to a simple one. Meaning someone who you don't know if he's no Ibn Masav or not. He's just neutral. About Imahaya Holek Badach Latova, the third category is but if he was going in a way that's not good, Machazino Salamutov, we bring him back to the good path. And we conduct him, lead him in a straight road, and check him. And then we bring him into the base management. And then we bring him into the base management and teach him. So there are three categories. There's Noah B'Masav, who's great midos, beautiful actions, and there's Tam, neutral. And that those are the ones you do teach. But the Eino Holech B'Darach Lo Tova, he's going in a bad path. He's doing wrong things, and I guess he has bad midos, and there's the ma'asim are not appropriate. Then we're supposed to bring him back to the straight path, and then teach him. It's an interesting thing. So there is a madrega of ma'asim that's supposed to come before the chachma. Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. The Derech Eretz came before the Torah. In the creation, and there's an expectation that a person should have certain midos tovos. So Hagun is referring to midos tovos, according to this Rambam, not the masav or tam. Then he brings another Gemara that says that it's terrible to teach a tam shein hagun. So in the Lacha Mishnah here, he talks about this idea of tam, that it says there's an issue of famous story in Gemara Brachos of Rabbi Gamliel that Gamliel put up a Shomer at the base marriage, and he wouldn't allow everyone into the base marriage. He said, "Ain't toch a kabaro? He's not consistent. He's inside. It's not like he's outside. Then he can't enter the base marriage." And then when there was a coup and they removed Rabbi Gamliel, one of the first things that he did was that they opened the base marriage. And I think it was Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah who said that anyone can enter. And the Ribbis have sound. Thousands of people came. And lots of more benches that were added. So. So the difference was once they opened the door, so then they weren't doing any screening. So then he says that's the Rambam source for Tam. Tam is a person who's simple, but it also means we don't know. So if you're letting everyone in the base marriage, we're just not checking. But if you have someone who's the third category, Mamish know that he's going to Derech Latova, and that would be the one who he said not to teach yet before you get him, before he changes his actions. So that's on this thing of Hagun. Nowadays you have lots of yeshivas, so some yeshivas, their goal is not so much to teach the Torah, but to first engage the kids.
Students.
So that's going with this Rambam. It's like they're not all yeshivas are created equally. In other words, according to the Rambam, really the Talmud Torah, what we're calling Talmud Torah, is with a prerequisite of a Talmud Hagun Nai B'Masav. Rashi's lashon is Talmud Hagun Sherotzav B'Mamimcha. If he wants to learn from you, then it's a mitzvah for you to go to him. So that's someone who's Hagun, who's a Meisim, and he wants to learn. But all these other types of yeshivas are not the same. The yeshivas are first doing the first layer, the first step of Machzino Salamuta, which is a prerequisite, but it's not the same thing with what we're calling as the Chachma of Torah. Fine. Now, the Gemara here, a few things. I don't have time to go on, so I'll tell you some interesting thing I hear. That the Gemara says that that Torah is compared to water, just like water goes to from a high point to a low point, so to the midos of the midos of Talmud Chacham is that he has humility and he's not, he has no gaiva. Rama Paskin's out here also in Parag Gimel, that it says previous Parag Divator Nimshlo Kamayim. Water is compared to water, as the pasuk says, a thirsty person should go to water. But Malach, water is always flowing downwards, and when there's a slant, it doesn't gather; it always flows downwards. The gather is only at the lower point. You don't find Dibetor with gassy aruach, people who are arrogant. So that's one mushal of Torah. Torah is like water in that sense. The Gemara also says in this Gemara, Torah is like fire. The Gemara earlier that we skipped over, it says, why is Torah compared to wood? That just like by wood, you have a small piece of wood which ignites a bigger piece of wood. So too, Talmid Chachamim, a katan, a smaller Talmud is or a young child is mechadeid. He sharpens a gadol with his questions, and actually says he asks him a lot of questions. So you see that the Torah is being compared to fire in or to wood, which ignites fires. Sorry, that's not the Gemara I wanted. That's saying that you have a katan who triggers a gadol. The Gemara that says explicitly nimshal to fire is earlier in the third line in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, third of the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, lam nimshal to betorah ka'esh. Shnei Amar Rabbi Olkol Dvar ka'esh no Hashem. V'amalach ma'esh enam enadol kechidi after betorah enam eschaim v'yechidi. That esh doesn't ignite by itself. Ash is ignited with two things, with two pieces of wood ignited. We have to stop here, but we'll talk more about this, the comparison to Ash, and what is the implications of that. I guess it's time to stop now.